This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials said 11 people died and more than 4,000 were wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded, an operation the militant group Hezbollah is blaming on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah had suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. Portugal is fighting dozens of forest blazes ravaging the country. Three Portuguese firefighters died on Tuesday, bringing the death toll from the latest wildfires to 7 people since Saturday, authorities said. Portugal faces over 50 active wildfires on its mainland and has mobilized around 5,300 firefighters, as well as calling for help from the European Union.
This is a build-up, of course, of many situations, very parameters, that combine together and create a cocktail of dangerous conditions.
National meteorologist Jorge Ponte said Portugal faced one of the worst days ever on Monday. This is VOA News. A small town in the Midwestern state of Ohio finds itself at the center of a controversy involving fake news about migrants eating residents' pet cats and dogs. VOA Creel traveled there and has this report narrated by Elizabeth Chernoff.
Although local authorities confirm there is no evidence of migrants eating pets, the rumor has prompted numerous bomb threats, forcing school closures, and is negatively affecting Haitians' lives in Springfield. A Haitian migrant who spoke to VOA on the condition of anonymity for security reasons says an angry resident pulled a knife on him.
The guy turned and said, "You f***ing Haitians." Then he pulled a knife on me.
The migrant issue goes beyond allegations of eating pets. There are more than 15,000 Haitian migrants living in Springfield, which has a total population of 60,000. For VOA Creole in Springfield, Ohio, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Islamic militants have attacked a military training camp in Mali's capital. Officials say that sparked a deadly gun battle and the temporary closure of a nearby airport before troops were able to subdue the assailants. The militants tried to infiltrate the camp in Bamako, prompting a sweep by government troops. Mali's Army Chief of Staff says troops were able to neutralize the attackers but gave no details. Cuba's communist-run government slashed the weight of its subsidized ration of daily bread by a quarter on Monday, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Last week, the country said it had run short of the wheat flour it needs to make the bread. The bread will be reduced from 80 grams to 60 grams, or just over 2 ounces. That's about the same weight as an average cookie. The bread's price dropped slightly, too, to just under 1 peso, or 1/3 of a cent. Many Cubans earn around $15 a month and can scarcely afford to shop for more expensive bread on the private market. The government blames the flour shortage on the U.S. trade embargo, a complex set of restrictions that complicates Cuba's global financial transactions.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. American music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been ordered held without bail in his federal sex trafficking case. A judge made the decision on Tuesday after hearing lengthy arguments from prosecutors and Combs' lawyers. Combs pleaded not guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking. An indictment accusing him of presiding over an empire of sexual crimes, coercing and abusing women for years, while using blackmail and shocking acts of violence to keep victims in line. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.